United didn't get into trouble overnight, of course. That involves a cast of characters and a roster of decisions dating back to well before the challenges facing the entire airline industry after September 11th of last year. From being a behemoth to a behemoth in trouble, to sort this out, we turn to Daryl Jenkins of the Aviation Institute at the George Washington University School here in Washington. Mr. Jenkins, United is employee-owned, partially employee-owned, and when this was introduced in 1994, this was touted as a good thing. Employees own about, what, 55% of the company? Has this, in fact, have employees come to rue the day?
Well, in 1994, the employees did buy 55% of the company at that time by giving up a great deal of their wages and concessions in terms of work rules and other agreements. They had two or three years after 1994 where the ESOP brought a great deal of labor, happiness, and some prosperity to the company. All of this started going downhill when in 1999-2000 the company made the decision to pursue the merger of the of U.S. Airways with the opposition of the pilots. Then after that, pretty much the airline has spiraled downhill to the point where they are right now.
But I gather no one on Wall Street would want to hold stock in an airline company that one cannot sell, which is the case of these employees.
Yeah, it's the employees bought the company for $80 a share. It's now selling at about a dollar. They gave up $4 billion in wage concessions over a four-year time period, and their investment will be essentially wiped out in the next week or so.
Some of the other airlines lobbied against federal loan guarantees for United because they say that United drives up everyone else's costs by paying people too much. Is that true?
It's basically true. After the summer of 2000, when the United Airlines pilots got mad at the company over the merger, the pilots, as we all remember, burned down the company that year, caused a great deal of travel disruption. And to get the pilots to stop this and then to get them on line for the merger, United offered them the most generous contract ever. And Jim Goodwin at that time made a remark, which we all remember, "I don't care what I pay my pilots because American will have to pay it as well."
Hmm.
And this has come kind of to hurt the industry, and all of this animosity has come back to hurt United this year as well.
Well, you just mentioned that comment. What about management? Hasn't United had a succession of managers who've been controversial? There was this name change, this corporate name change back in the 80s, and quite the parade of CEOs.
Well, United's had a cast of very interesting characters over the last 20 or 30 years, but certainly the decision to go ahead with the U.S. Airways merger with the opposition of the pilots, who were owners of the company, really stands out as one of the stupidest decisions anybody has ever made.
One for the textbooks?
That is indeed, young lady.
Thank you for that. This has been, however, speaking of young and old, a venerable airlines. I believe it began in 1926. It used to be based in Chicago, where it's headquartered. Is it now the IBM of the industry? Has it become too old and too big, this hubs and routes sort of structure, too big for business, competitive business?
Well, the hub system they have, their network, is certainly the envy of every other airline in the world, as they probably have the best network of any airline in the world, and that is certainly its strength. It is really unfortunate that they have made as bad decisions as they've had in the last 10 or 15 years, which has brought them to the point that they're at right now. But what they are feeling right now are all self-inflicted wounds.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with us.
My pleasure.
Daryl Jenkins is Executive Director of the Aviation Institute at the George Washington University here in Washington, D.C.